In this bulletin, Scott Morrison and the Coalition celebrate what they're calling a miracle win at the federal election. Nations face off in the grand final of the 64th Eurovision Song Contest. And in cycling, Caleb Ewan claims stage 8 of the Giro d'Italia. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. Scott Morrison has thanked Australians for what he has called a miracle win at the federal election. The result defies months of opinion polls, including an exit poll taken from voters on Saturday afternoon, which consistently showed Labor ahead. The Coalition is now edging closer to the 76 seats it needs to have a majority in the Parliament, with 74 at the end of counting on Saturday night. Labor was on 66. Mr. Morrison says he's always believed in miracles.
How good is Australia? And how good are Australians? This is the best country in the world in which to live.
Meanwhile, Bill Shorten says he will quit as Labor's leader.
But now that the contest is over, all of us have a responsibility to respect the result, respect the wishes the Australian people, and to bring our nation together. However, that task will be one for the next leader of the Labor Party, because whilst I intend to continue to serve as the member for Maribyrnong, I will not be a candidate in the next Labor leadership ballot.
Former Liberal leader Tony Abbott has lost the Sydney seat of Warringah to independent Zali Steggall. Mr. Abbott suffered a swing of about 20% in the seat he's held for 24 years. Ms. Steggall's paid tribute to Mr. Abbott and has promised to be a climate leader.
I will be a climate leader for you. And I will keep the new government to account and make sure we take action on climate change. I will push for real action so our children and generations to come, they can enjoy the environment and our beautiful beaches.
Liberal candidate Peter Dutton has claimed the seat of Dixon in Queensland. Mr. Dutton, who challenged Malcolm Turnbull for the party leadership and ran against Scott Morrison in the subsequent contest for the leadership, paid tribute to the Prime Minister.
And I want to pay tribute to Scott Morrison tonight for his leadership. I think he's provided amazing leadership. He's distilled our message down to one which the Australian people understand. He's been able to campaign in marginal seats. He's been able to put pressure on Bill Shorten, which is what Bill Shorten deserved. He needed to be proud.
Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz has asked for a snap election after his Vice-Chancellor Heinz Christian Strache resigned over a corruption scandal. The resignation comes after the emergence of secret video footage, which appears to show Mr. Strache discussing contracts in return for financial or political favours. Chancellor Kurz, who formed a coalition with Mr. Strache's far-right Freedom Party a year and a half ago, says the latest scandal is the last straw. And the grand final of the 64th Eurovision Song Contest is underway. Europe's annual music extravaganza will crown one of 26 entries, with dreams of following in the footsteps of past winners, such as Swedish pop icons ABBA and Celine Dion, who represented Switzerland. Australia, the Netherlands and Sweden are slated as favourites and could finish in the top spots. Singer for the Netherlands, Duncan Lawrence, has told the SBS Dutch programme he's hoping for the best, but isn't assuming a positive result.
I would never do that. And that's not how I have been raised. We will just see how it goes, and we will do our best, and then we will know.
And to sport in cycling, Australian rider Caleb Ewan has sprinted to a last-gasp victory in the eighth stage of the Giro d'Italia, his second career stage win on the Grand Tour race. He overtook German Pascal Ackermann after a tight curve just 100 metres from the finish line, after a 239-kilometre ride from Tortorella Lido to Pizarro. Italian champion Elia Viviani managed to snatch second place from Ackermann, who came third. Ewan says he's stoked to take his second career Giro stage win after two podium finishes and a fourth place in this year's race.
Oh, it means a lot. You know, I have a lot of pressure on me now to win races, and the difference now is I'm expected to win, and I've had an all right start to the year, but not a great one. And to win here, it means the absolute world to me.
And now a look at today's weather. In Perth, mostly sunny 21, Adelaide showers 22, Melbourne partly cloudy 21, Hobart mostly sunny 17, Canberra morning fog, then mostly sunny 19, Wollongong mostly sunny 21, Sydney partly cloudy 23, Newcastle possible shower 23, Brisbane possible shower 25, Cairns showers 28, and Darwin mostly sunny 32. This is SBS News.